Yeah, of course, having as much time with the team as possible is always important. And even though it's still been a short period of time, yeah, last week was a little bit more fast-paced in terms of how we had to work, and having a full week with the players, trying to improve on the things that we could see that were good, trying to put that more into the players and work on that. And of course, some of the weaknesses that we saw as well, is make sure that we can put the corrections in there. And again, it's been a good week so far up to this point. The commitment and attitude towards it, the work that's been put in. We've worked very hard on the training ground to get those things, like I just said. But the most important bit is that we take those things into the game on the weekend, and as I said before, every other game after that. So that's what we'll be looking for from this game.
I'm sure I wouldn't get any specifics, but has this week thrown up any pleasant surprises for you when you've seen what you've got?
Yeah, of course, the more time you spend with the players, the more you get to know them, not just from the football sense, but from the human side of it as well, and how they work, how they interact with each other, and who can possibly, you know, if there's things that you need to foresee and partnerships and things like that. Yes, more time you get with them, the better. Of course, it's still only been a short time, but having this week's training, putting a more of a planned week together, and following that and making it clear all the way on the things that I've said, yeah, it helps the players and it helps the staff. So, but the most important bit is that we see the good things that we have seen since we've come in. We see them come out on the pitch on Saturday. That's the most important bit. And of course, the bits that needed to be corrected and made better, those type of situations that we see them get done better on the pitch on the weekend.
Hull City have kind of had the 3 or 4 week run that this club needs at the moment, and that having moved up to 39 points, that they can actually kind of see where the safety line might be for them. So probably they're coming here in a bit of form as well.
Yeah, of course, but we all know what we have to do and what we need to do, and I think in this situation, the worst thing to do is focus on what the others are doing. Yes, we'd like to emulate that type of situation where we're picking up the points. That's our only focus, and that's the be-all and end-all for us. But what we can't do is afford to take our eye off ourselves. We have to get ourselves right. We have to get ourselves at our best, at our most competitive. I said it all along, we're in a situation, we're fighting for our lives. That's the mentality, and we have to show that from the first second to the last second, and we need to start that on the weekend. So we have to focus on ourselves. We can't worry about we can't influence what others are doing. We can only influence what we're doing, and that's where all the energy and all the focus needs to be.
I guess Nigel Adkins has had the luxury of having longer to try and sort things out and get going forward again. That's not a luxury you've got here.
No, but that's part of it. You know, it's, again, you can only control what you can control. As we've been in for last week, and we're in for this week, and it's a short space of time. Of course, is it going to be the full product even by the end of the season? Of course it's not. You know, we're realistic with that, but what we can do is try and help these players get to a level of performance, a level of commitment and attitude and all those things in this short space of time. That's what we're working on, and that's what we're committed to as a staff, and the players have been fully committed backwards and back to us. So that's what gives us the confidence that we can do what we need to do, and obviously we need to make it count straight away in this next game.
We saw last week that one of the quandaries that you have to face for the rest of the season is the balance of that back four, and that Maxim Collin giving his best playing out of position. Carl Jenkinson has had very little football in the last couple of years playing on the right, and he needed to bring Mark Roberts in at half-time. Is there any further clarity on that, or is it going to have to be a bit of a mix and match in the final few weeks?
Yeah, well, look, I think, you know, it's not just me saying it, but I'm pretty sure all of you can, you know, we can tell that, of course, that there's an imbalance in the squad in terms of exactly what you'd like it to be perfectly. But again, control what you can control. We have what we have, and we are where we are, and we have to deal with that the best way possible. And I've always said it, putting whatever team that steps onto that pitch, you do it with the best intentions for the team and with the right idea behind it and the right understanding from everyone behind it. And I think that way, with that clarity, you know, that can put you in a good place to get the points that you need. But that will always be the intention. And yes, there's imbalances throughout the squad, but you know, we know that coming in here, we know that working with the players, and it's about getting on with it. You know, everyone getting on with it, focused, and I just think every player that goes onto that pitch, as long as there's clarity, as long as there's 100% understanding that we have to kill ourselves, you know, in every moment now, then I think that's what can get us to where we need to get to. So that's all that we're focused on, and making sure that whoever goes onto that pitch, whichever team it is, whichever back four, midfield or attacking line it is that we're ready to give exactly what we need to give.
There's no doubt about it in some home games, particularly since Christmas, that nerves have kicked in quite early, and you know, even more so if an early goal is conceded. I don't know whether there is any way that you can get beyond that other than something positive happening early in a game.
I think a big thing will be is the players, because trust me, they're working extremely hard and they're very committed to wanting to get the club out of the situation. That I can guarantee you that. But of course, like anything in these situations, you need something to go for you. You need that little bit of something that you see it. You see all that hard work and that commitment turned into something, and they need that moment. You know, you think of the Middlesbrough game, for instance. That, you know, we were on the wrong side of that deflection and ends up with the winning goal. You know, had that been quite easy, could have been us. You know, that type of thing you need to go for you within it. But look, it will come down to hard work. It'll come down to commitment. As I said to the group, I understand what you're saying. It's probably a sense of before where something goes against you and then you show that reaction. You look at the Cardiff game. We played well enough in the first half, but we didn't defend those three situations well enough at all, and then something's against us, and then yes, we made some changes, a few things that we said at half time, and then we come out, you know, fully how we wanted to start the game, and then we had a good second half. But of course we need to have that from the first second, and as I said to the players after the game, what we have to realise is before we even step on the pitch, we already have something against us. As long as you're in those bottom three places, before you even step on a pitch, there's something against you. You're already, you know, if you want to use it this way, you're already 1-0 down because you're in those places. So there's already adversity against you. So that's why from the very first second, it has to be everything that you have. Because I think as well, whatever happens after that is you can live with it. But what we can't afford is things to let things, I wouldn't say let things because they're not letting things, but you understand what I mean. You can't,
yeah.
You know, something goes against you and then you pop the full fight, the full everything into it. You know, you already have to understand that. As long as we're in these bottom three places, something's already against us before we even step on the pitch. So it's got to be from that first second, and that's what we've been. That's the mentality. That's what we've been working on along with the football this week, and that's what we want to see in the games.